This is a Triple J podcast.
So Pip and I had completely, I feel like you're still recovering. We had completely different weekends. I feel like we've just like tag teamed. So on Saturday night, our friend Arba was having like his birthday party slash going away party. And I was like the person there, 8 o'clock start time, ready to go, sober. Pip rocks up at like, what time? 9:30.
And then you're like, I'm going to go. And I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, I've been here for an hour and a half. I was like, who comes to a party at the beginning?
So I am on like a health sober journey because of my UTIs. And Pip is like in her real party girl era.
I know.
So I went home at like 10. We tag teamed and
she rode the sober coaster home.
Yeah. Went to bed, had the sickest sleep, woke up at like 6 a.m. and went to the markets, went and food shopped, fruit and veg, and went for a big walk with one of my friends along the river.
You saw my text message.
And then Piv has messaged me at 6 a.m. being like, I just go home. And I was having like an Instagram free weekend, like just full like zen looking after myself. And I heard so many stories from people of you on stories being like out at the clubs, like sunglasses on inside.
I was doofing. I had the sunnies on. I was making friends on the dance floor. Don't remember their names. Shout out to you. You made my night. It was such a fun time, but once again, paying for it. I'm not going to lie. I was like coughing all last night and my throat kind of feels a bit itchy.
Whereas I've got like a skip in my step. I've got my food prepped. I'm eating the rainbow.
Even in the bathroom just before we came here, I was like, man, my skin is dry. I need to start looking after myself. I don't know what I'm doing. But it was worth it. Can I just segue this as well into our topic? Because this is kind of perfect. We're loving ourselves in different ways, right?
Yes.
So you're like loving yourself because you're like doing all these nice things. I was loving myself because I was letting myself get a little bit lit, like have a bit of fun, let my hair down, you know, blow some steam off, all that kind of stuff. It's just different ways of loving ourselves, which is kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So something that like everyone here in the office talks about is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race, my favorite show. 2 episodes every weekend because there's so many seasons out at the moment.
Yeah. Pip is like ride or die fan. But the obviously, if you don't know the show, RuPaul has a very famous line.
And remember, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Yeah, he literally says this at the end of every episode and there's been like almost like 30 seasons, I swear. So, you know, it's drilled into you. But I feel like I take this verbatim. I'm literally like, I agree. RuPaul's right. Mother knows best. But you were like, actually, I don't know if there's much truth in this.
Yeah, I'm like, it's complicated. We had like a big discussion about it in the office and of course we decided this is what we're going to do our episode. We needed to get your hot takes on it. So
let's find out.
Let's go.
So as per usual, we put this up on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. If you're not following us, already go and do that. We asked you on our stories, do you have to love yourself before you can love somebody else? 68% of people said yes.
Huge.
32% said no. Also, still kind of a big number there. So I was kind of surprised. I was like, okay.
I wish we did a it's complicated answer.
I know. I've started doing that now. And it's interesting because people
just
like,
I can't decide.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm like, it's just not, there's, which we will get into in this episode, but it's so nuanced. So I'm like, that's 68%. I'm like, that's a good stat. But I'm like, yeah.
So let's start in the yes camp, people who do believe you need to love yourself. Ben got in touch saying you do need to turn up for yourself before you turn up for someone else, which is interesting. It's like a good point. Georgia said, she put a reference to maths. She said, weird reference to maths this season, Married at First Sight, if you don't know. One of the guys had major self-esteem issues and openly said he hated himself and that impacted their relationship to the point where she couldn't keep up the load.
Okay. Yeah. We got this voice memo from Claire as well.
So I used to have really low self-esteem. I never thought I was pretty. I didn't think anybody ever wanted to date me. So I was at a really, really low point in my life and in this really toxic situationship. And I started going to therapy because I just didn't feel like myself. I was just so low. I was kind of like, well, I guess this is my life. So I decided to have a break from the dating scene. I started picking up new hobbies, like going to cooking classes, and spending more time with my friends. That was really, really great. And just started liking who I was becoming. And I think in turn that has made me quite secure, and I'm not self-conscious, and I'm a lot happier with myself. I definitely think that focusing on myself and learning to be happy with who I am and what I'm doing has had such a positive impact on my relationship with my friends, my family, my current partner.
I feel like Claire's experience is like the perfect example of this, right? She literally had, like she was saying at the start, really bad situationship, goes away, works on herself, comes in, now new partner, loving life, feeling secure. It's a great example of loving yourself can really help.
I wonder as well how much of that is like loving yourself versus, like, I guess it's like it could encompass all of it, but actually just having a real strong independence and hobbies and like life that you bring into a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it could also be a bit of that. Like, she's like found all this stuff that she's really passionate about. She's like busy. She's like putting effort into a relationship. So then when she goes into a relationship, she's not someone who's looking to fill half of her. She's a whole. And that can also play into it. But like, clearly, like she said, so much of what she's done has made herself love herself.
Yeah. We got another voice memo from Hayden.
It's pretty essential to have that self-love before trying to love someone else. For a really long time, I'd struggled with my own sense of self-loathing and lack of self-love, and seeing that come through in two separate relationships as like having great difficulty communicating needs and wants, and in the end, like making it really unfair and inequitable for my partners.
What do you think of that?
Is that self-awareness though? It's a little bit of like, yeah, self-love, but self-awareness.
I think they kind of go hand in hand though. But again, like he said like two separate relationships where he was like, I was clearly not loving myself and this was bringing the relationship down. And I think that was one of like the main sentiments really, is that a lot of people in that, you know, yes camp, the 68% were like, it made my relationship strained. There was tension. It was really hard to upkeep. And we got this really raw voice memo actually from Jess talking about it. And she's kind of in the thick of it right now.
When I have days when I'm super confident and I feel amazing, my energy is up and it leaves my partner up to match. He's usually a pretty neutral level on day to day. But on days where I start to nitpick, I start to have negative thoughts, I can feel my energy lowering and it can really affect the mood of the day, not just for me, but for my partner also. I can see the effect of the roller coaster of emotions he has to deal with while being my partner. And I definitely acknowledge that him continuously giving me compliments to try and help really gets to him because I think he's lying.
Oh, that's right. That's such a hard, yeah, that's like a really honest and vulnerable thing to talk about. So thank you, Jess. But like, yeah, that's hard to be like, I don't believe. So it's like, even if you're kind of in the camp of a relationship can help you love yourself, well, if you don't believe what they're saying, then can it, how much can it really?
Exactly. And we will actually touch on like what to do if you're a partner. That's coming later in the episode. So do stick around, because if you are like someone where you might be dating someone like Jess who is always putting themselves down, or they don't believe you and it's like, it is wearing you the fuck out, we're going to talk about that. So stay tuned. But let's go to the no camp. 32% of you said, no, you don't have to love yourself before you love somebody else. Kelly dropped a DM saying, no, sometimes being loved by someone else helps you see things in yourself that you didn't see before, which I think is really beautiful and true.
Yeah. And Grace messaged us saying, I don't think so in regards to do you have to love yourself first. I learned to love myself more after meeting my partner because he loved my body.
I thought that was such a good point that I hadn't thought about before, because body issues is something
huge.
It's huge and it's really hard, especially if you're dealing with some disorders, or if you like have a bit of like, I don't know if dysmorphia is the right word here, but you know, you don't see yourself for what you really are, and it does take a lot of people around you. But again, it's like Do you have to come and accept that yourself rather than leaning on somebody else? Like, I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah. And I guess when you're single, maybe in dating, and we talk about it a lot on the hookup about hookup culture, but the fact that like it can make you feel a bit disposable and maybe like exacerbate. That's the word.
Yes.
Those feelings about your body, if you're feeling that way, if you're having casual sex, but then like when you're in a relationship and this person's like, I love you and worships your body and whatever it is, like I can totally see that.
Yeah. We got a really good voice memo from Elise, who I just feel like summed this up really well.
If you've been in a relationship where you've sort of told yourself this story that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not important, all those sorts of things, then when you are in a relationship with someone who shows you that those things are not true, I think that can be really healing. And I don't mean that you need to rely on other people to give you that message, but you know, at the end of the day, I think why the statement people heal in relationship with others is so meaningful to me is because it's real. Like, we are humans who are wired for social connection. Our entire lives are built around social connection. So of course, healthy relationships with each other are going to help us to love ourselves and to heal.
Okay, do you know what this reminds me of?
Esther Perel, baby.
Yes, when we interviewed her last year or the year before. Plug, go listen to that whole episode. Someone sent in a clip of Esther Perel talking about this, and it's pretty much what Elise just said.
You learn to love yourself in the context of your relationships with others. This idea that you go first to work on yourself here and then you prepare this little nice little package and you bring it to relationships, that is completely off, actually. Wow. It's interactive. You need a good amount of self-awareness, but you also need to be in relationships because it's people who help you become more aware. Practicing it, but other people let you see who you are. It's by being with others that you get to know who you are, not just by sitting there alone and say, who am I, who am I? This is a relational perspective on life. And I will stand by that.
When we first listened to this in the DMs, it actually just made me be like, that's it. She's the expert. She's the like world's biggest leading expert.
The on godmother.
Sex. Like for a reason.
Of I'm psychology.
Like, oh my God, that just sums up completely.
And it's a perspective that I truly going into this like did not think about. Like I was literally like RuPaul mother. You know, I was like,
we were like, I live by that. Love yourself, baby.
Love yourself. But, you know, yeah, like hearing her talk about that and just explain it so clearly, like it's so unrealistic to go into a relationship and be like, I'm perfect, like in everything. And I think you and I both agree, and we'll talk about this very soon, is like when you go into a relationship, you are opening doors to all sorts of shit that you're like, wow, I fucking hate that about myself. Wow, I reacted really weird. You know what I mean?
Another person holds up a mirror to you about parts of yourself you didn't know existed if you're just like going along being single. And so I just feel like she absolutely nailed this topic. Like she absolutely summed it up, which I'm like, okay, but we're still going to keep going, obviously.
No. We got more. Yeah, so we're going to keep going. There's plenty more opinions that you brought to us, including mental health being a massive factor. Because if you're just taking this verbatim, like you have to love yourself, what about all the people who struggle with anxiety, depression, whatever you're going through? Hamish got in our DMs and was like, no, because being clinically depressed and dating someone else doesn't mean you don't deserve love, which is really interesting. And to back that up, close and personal friend of the show, T.
We love you, T.
We love you, T. T got into our DMs as well to sort of talk about their experience of depression and neurodiversity.
I kind of, to an extent, disagree that you can only love others once you love yourself, because as someone dealing with mental illness and who has neurodiversity, I feel like dealing with having your own pain, you sort of, it's that sort of notion of you're dealing with your own pain and your own struggles, and you sort of don't want other people to deal with it similarly. So you provide emotional comfort and support and love. And so we have the ability to love others no matter what.
Okay, so at first I was like kind of surprised by T's take on this, because I thought it might be the other way around potentially for some people, where it's like you are struggling with so much stuff and you really have not much capacity to love others. So it's like really hard to like give that to somebody else. But it was really refreshing and interesting to hear T be like, you know, I don't want to inflict that on someone else. Mm. So I'm loving you no matter what. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it's really lovely to hear.
Yeah.
Do another saying that kind of gets thrown around whenever you do, like whenever you talk about, do you have to love yourself to love someone else, is like, you accept the love you think you deserve.
Yeah.
And like so many people referenced The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Like that's a line from that movie there.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And it's kind of ties into this, right? Like Rach DM'd us to say that loving yourself sets the bar for how you allow others to love and treat you.
Yeah. And we got this really good DM from Imo. So if you're like a numbers girly boily theily, you'll appreciate this analogy.
While you definitely can and should be worthy of love without having loved yourself first, if you only love yourself at 10%, somebody's going to come along and love you at 20%, and you're going to think that that is the whole world, which will just open you up to being vulnerable to people who don't treat you the way that you deserve. And I think love is a skill and it's a verb, and if you don't practice on yourself first, it's going to be much harder for you to love somebody else.
Can we unpack this? Because yeah. There were so many people who messaged us saying, if you love yourself at 10%, you'll only accept 20-30.
Mm.
It took me a while to understand what that actually meant.
Mm.
Because, yeah, I don't know if I still get it.
Okay, so the way I interpreted this is that you bring a certain level of love into the relationship, because if you don't, you're going to get into a horrible situation where you're at a level where someone's treatment of you is only a little bit better, and you think, holy shit, like
this is
amazing. This is what I've been looking for, blah, blah, blah. So I think Imo and all these people are basically warning you to say, you really do need to bring something into this relationship, a bit of love, hopefully more than 10%, right?
Yeah.
You've got to bring some of that, because then you might fall into the trap of being downtrodden and abused, or, I mean, that's pretty dramatic, but you know what I mean? Like, you could fall into the trap of just not getting what you really deserve.
Right.
Because your perception of something is already like on the bar, like on the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's how I see this. I think I'm like, you don't have to be like, I'm obsessed with myself, like I'm the fucking best. Because as we discussed before, it's like you can sometimes come from that as a single person and then get into a relationship and be like, wait, whoa, I'm so flawed. So that doesn't work. But you do need to have, I think you need to have like a healthy level, and you can be prepared to grow and love yourself more, because then that person will show you things that you might not have seen before, etc.
True, true.
That's how I interpret it.
Okay, speaking of the single thing, we got this DM from Ali, and they said, used to love myself and I felt very confident while I was single, but now I'm in a relationship, I feel like a lot of things are wrong with me. It affects my relationship pretty badly sometimes. I'm lucky to have a supportive partner. I relate to this so much.
Mm.
I obviously was single for a really long time. I would say that I had like an overly confident self, like love. Like I, like not like extreme. I like obviously.
No, but you I had self worth.
I had, yeah, like I had.
By the buckets.
Yeah. I was like really confident, had like what I would consider like, you know, pretty good standards, like hence why I was single for so long. I just didn't accept shit.
Mm.
And I loved my life. I loved like all of my hobbies. And I, you know, would go to therapy and I learned things about myself and I thought I knew so much about me. But then now being in a relationship, I feel like I've lost so much of that, like self-love and confidence, and it's no fault of my partner's. It's just the fact that like this relationship has held up a bit of a mirror to parts of myself that I've never seen before that are like getting triggered by certain things, and like they're not very nice sides of me. So it's kind of like put me now in a situation where like I'm not as confident as I was when I was single, because I just feel like I'm seeing sides of myself that's making me not like myself very much.
Yeah.
And kind of like what Ali said, I'm like really lucky to have a supportive partner, but it's just like, it's an interesting place to be, like self-esteem wise.
I would say like, I think firstly, so this can swing both ways. Like while we're hearing people being like, I love myself more in a relationship because they were like, I love your body, I love this about you, yada, 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 it can go the other way. And also this does prove again that loving yourself is a motherfucking journey, bitch. Like, get on that ride, strap in, because there are going to be times where you're like doing it and you're loving it and it's great. And then there's going to be those highs and lows, peaks and valleys. And I think, I guess the answer to the question is like not clear. It's like fluid. It's going to change all the time. And you'll get back to those like feelings. Like you will.
Yeah.
It's always just like the first couple of years and new Rello vibes.
Yeah. I'm like hearing from the expert herself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I've lasted past a year in the past. So I'm like, this is all new. I'm like, maybe I'll get to a point where I'm like, oh, obsessed with myself again. But yeah, like you said, it's a journey. It's a journey.
Exactly. So as we said before, we were going to talk about partner stuff. We're here. So if you're a partner and you're dating someone who you reckon is struggling with self-love, we heard from Izzy, who basically told us like her boyfriend flagged it with her, which really helped.
So basically, I've had a pretty tough relationship with myself for a long time because of, like, you know, everything gets up with you, like mental health concerns. I was pretty severely bullied. I had a lot of problems with disordered eating, and that just kind of leaves you in a really tough spot with yourself and with other people. So I put in a lot of time at therapy, and I, you know, worked really hard on my relationship to others, but I never really thought that my relationship with myself was something that needed to be focused on. And then I got with my partner, who I've now been with for 3 years, and he started to express that and made him upset to see me, like, undervalue myself. And I don't remember how he worded it, but pretty much it was just like, oh, I love you and I can see the things that make you awesome. And it really upsets me to see you discounting and, you know, undervaluing that. So that kind of like snapped me out of it and really pushed me to improve myself. And since then, I've been working pretty hard on it. And it's like, it's never easy. It was never going to be easy. And it's not quick and it's not linear. But I just, sometimes it kind of takes that push from someone that you love and thinking that you're potentially hurting them to be able to snap you back into caring about yourself.
Isn't that so nice?
I love that. Thank you, Elise. Was that Elise?
It was Izzy.
Thank you, Izzy.
I know. And like... Oh. It's so cool that she was like able to like snap out of it a bit and just be like, fuck, I'm hurting this other person unintentionally, of course. But yeah, that does matter. And again, like you were hearing from people before where they were like, the relationship failed because I wasn't loving myself. So yeah.
It comes back to that mirror thing again. It's like forces you to be, if your partner tells you or you notice things about yourself, it forces you to work on those parts of yourself outside the relationship, right? Mm. And also it's something that you can do together, which is something that who Elise, you heard from before, said that she did together with her partner.
Certainly my own experience has been that, you know, being with another person who wants to do the work with you can be so healing. When I met my current partner, we had both left these really toxic relationships and felt like we had to have this prescribed time where we weren't together, we weren't dating, because we had to figure out our own stuff and really completely heal before we could be in another relationship. And eventually we just, you know, we fell in love, and we actually, it was through being together and working through all this stuff together, supporting each other, showing up for each other, whilst also doing the work separately in therapy, that we both really healed a lot of these wounds that we had acquired through our previous relationships.
I feel like this has been such a huge episode. Mm. I feel like what I came into this episode thinking has changed so much, because I feel like we started off being like, RuPaul, do you have to love yourself before you can love someone else type of energy?
Mm.
Whereas I feel like a lot of the DMs we got and what we've been unpacking has a lot to like, do you have to love yourself to be in like a healthy and loving relationship and have someone love you and accept the love you think you deserve, rah, rah. So
I also think that's kind of what Mama implied.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like...
like if we're taking it verbatim, then I'm literally like, okay, well, that's different. But...
I don't think you have to love yourself to love someone else. I think like...
no.
You can
there's
put
a
someone on a pedestal and obsess over them and love them and like berate them with love. And that might even be a symptom of not loving yourself, is like you've put your whole life into a person because you don't feel good about yourself and you're trying to keep them around or something like that. But in regards to like, do you have to love yourself to be in like a relationship and be in like a healthy, happy relationship, whatever. I'm like, I feel like now... I think that you don't, but I think that you have to come to the relationship with a level of self-worth and self-awareness. Mm. Like if you have self-worth, which doesn't necessarily have to translate to self-love because you can feel neutral about yourself, then you will like accept certain behaviors. Like you will have a standard for how you think you deserve to be treated.
Mm.
And if you have a self-awareness, you'll be able to kind of know and have conversations and communicate and be like, this stuff like is how I get triggered and rah, rah, rah. But like, I do think that like being in a relationship can be a really great way to learn about yourself and build your self-love as well. Kind of like what Esther said.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like what other people were saying about like, oh, they helped me see something in myself before I never thought of, or like I love my body more. I'm kind of the similar vein. I'm kind of like, I think it helps tremendously. It's not to say that you can't, but it's like, I think you need to bring a certain level of self-love. And I like that you separated it with like awareness, because I think if you're aware of like some things that you struggle with, then you already know how to like potentially like problem solve them, or you can like look out for them if you like fuck it up. I don't know. So I think there's like a level that you do need to bring, but also again, like it just ebbs and flows, and it's never going to be, you're never going to be 100% the whole time. So you just need a little bit.
I also just remembered a point.
What?
I know we have to go because my parking expired an hour ago.
Oh God.
That like, I think it's so important to do all of this work. Like, yes, your partner can help you like change the way you feel about yourself, but so much of this has to happen outside of the relationship. Like, if you rely too heavily on your partner,
yes,
for your self-love, then when that relationship ends,
mm-hmm,
you will be left with this big giant hole, and you won't have the skills to understand how to do it yourself. So I think it's like really important to do this stuff outside of your relationship and work on yourself and bring that into the relationship and work on things together. But yeah, if you're left by yourself, then you're just like, oh fuck.
Yeah. That's purely if you're relying on them.
Yes.
But if you're able to do it in a healthy way where you're both like in, I think it's, anyway.
Yeah.
We got to go. You got to go.
Baby girl.
Go get your car.
I have got $100 fine. I can feel it in my loins. I can feel it.
Praying for you. Okay. We'll see you next time.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.